There are some interesting takeaways from after the college football playoff rankings were released. An article that came out that I saw on CBS Sports was talking about how Georgia, why it's possible they could get left out of the playoff.
Yeah, that article from Shayan Jayaraja, I actually used to work with him over at Cox Media, believe it or not, just up there in Dunwoody, you know, for the whole Cox Media group and everything and all the work we used to do. But I thought I love his, you know, he's done a great job writing, but it was almost clickbait. He said, how could Georgia get left out of the playoff? And the simple answer is, once you read the article, if they lose this weekend, they're getting left out of the playoff. And I do think that for most people, that was not even considered to be possible at the beginning of the year. But you do look at some of the advanced metrics, and he does a nice job in the article kind of pointing out that Carson Beck is the first SEC quarterback since Chad Kelly, I believe it was, to throw – you know, the 12 picks in the six SEC games. And so that's a little bit eye-opening and concerning, I think, for a lot of Georgia fans. And it's, I don't want to say a statement on the program, but I think you need to have a good showing this weekend. I think that's fair to say. And we'll obviously talk to Rusty coming up in just a little bit. But it's a big game, I think, for more than just the college football playoff implications for the Georgia Bulldogs.
Well, Georgia doesn't look like a great team. And they've looked like a great team once.
Against Texas,
and maybe.
That's not fair.
Maybe the second half of the Alabama game.
No, you're missing Clemson.
The second half of the Clemson game,
yes.
You look great.
Yep.
Okay, so let's just say you've played two games, a half from one, a half from another, and a full one against Texas where you looked like a great team. And you didn't really look great offensively in any of those games. I just think that We're overlooking the reality is Georgia's not great at receiver. They're not great up front. They're not great in the running back room, whether it's injuries or not. It's a reality of the sport that you have injuries. It's hard for me to hear, well, this guy's hurt and that guy's hurt, when I see programs like, when it's from a program like Georgia.
Are you going to say Alabama, Ole Miss, even stepping up with their backup QB? It's just injury related.
Yeah, but it's hard for me when I see these programs that have recruited so freaking well, went in the portal. And because let's not forget that Georgia is as active as any program in the country in the portal when they're grabbing guys in that time frame. So I think it's a hard thing to grasp that this isn't a great team, but it happens. I mean, Saban had a year or two at Alabama where the teams were down.
For sure.
It doesn't
2010
mean...
2010 was one of the most talented teams they ever had. Julio's junior year?
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
It doesn't mean that the program is declining. It doesn't mean that, you know, Kirby's losing his fastball. It just means these years happen, and you will look at what happened at the end of the day, no matter what happens, and Kirby will try to say, we can't have this happen again.
Yeah.
Well, and you touched on it, but it's not just even about, you know, this. It's just a bad. I don't mean to use the word even bad, but these years happens, the phrase that you use, but also other people are ponying up, putting up the money to get players.
Good point.
So people are trying to keep up. It's what do they say? What's that? Keeping up with the Joneses?
Yeah, keeping up with the Joneses. Like
that is what we're seeing happening.
Exactly what Ole Miss did.
Yeah, and to be clear, I think one of the biggest things that you'll take away from this weekend is I think that Mike Bobo is kind of up to bat right now, right? You had a guy coming into the year that was projected to be the first quarterback taken in the first overall draft pick, and yet it seems like the offense has regressed in a way that nobody expected. The receivers can't get open. The O-line has regressed. They've dealt with injuries. Obviously, the receiving corps has dealt with self-inflicted problems.
But they're also a lot different than they were.
Right.
Vlad McConkey.
And that's the thing is with the advanced metrics, you look at it and you say, okay, and I know a lot of Georgia fans have pointed to Mike Bobo, and I thought actually Connor Riley was on with Dukes and Bell, and I think he did a good job talking about this. You know, I think Georgia fans got used to Todd Monken. And Todd Monken, simply put, is an elite OC, an elite play caller. And you look at the things he's doing in Baltimore right now, nobody was ever going to be Todd Monken when Todd Monken left Georgia. And Mike Bobo has obviously, you know, drawn the ire of a lot of Georgia fans and some of the back and forth with them. And I think, you know, I think a lot of Georgia fans want him to prove his worth this week.
Yeah, well, let me tell you something. Some of the best offenses in the history of Georgia football have been under Mike Bobo. So it's not... It's okay, guys, to blame all of the players and not just the quarterback and the OC. You know, you lost I think we've seen now, I think it's been proven after, what, 9 games and 10 games in the NFL that Brock Bowers
is
pretty
elite.
Good.
Was
pretty good
the best player on Georgia's football team in 2021 and 2022 and 2023. Overall, there wasn't a player better. There was not. I
strong
said it.
Statement.
I'm telling you, he was. And you know, all I heard about was they won't miss a beat when Oscar Delp and Lawson Lucky take over. Well, they haven't been as good, okay? You haven't, you know, Arian Smith is not Ladd McConkey for whatever reason. And you've lost guys. They just haven't been as good. It's okay to say the players haven't been as good as we thought they were going to be too, you know?